Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, February 1st. U.S. intelligence suggests Iran was surprised by the drone strike Sunday that killed three American service members in Jordan. And officials say Iranian leaders are getting nervous about some of the actions of its proxy groups in the region. CNN's Natasha Bertrand has more from the Pentagon.
It's important to remember that Iran does not have perfect command and control over the many proxy groups that exist in Iraq, Syria, and of course the Houthis in Yemen. And so what we're told is that when the Islamic Resistance, which U.S. officials have said is responsible for that drone attack that killed three U.S. service members, that really kind of was a wake-up call for Tehran, and it made them nervous, and they are not seeking an all-out war with the United States, and they have for that reason been trying to calibrate their approach in a way that kind of harasses U.S. and Western interests in the region via these proxy groups, but doesn't necessarily back the United States into a corner where it feels forced to respond in a very significant way, i.e. by striking Iran directly.
And the other side of that is that Houthi rebel attacks on commercial shipping is having an impact on the global economy and upsetting China and India, two of Iran's key allies it can't afford to lose. The UN's main aid agency in Gaza is in crisis, and now Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for it to stop its work completely. Several countries have paused their funding for UNRWA in light of allegations that some of its staff were involved in the October 7th terror attacks, including kidnapping hostages. Many NGOs have warned that without the agency, the already desperate situation in Gaza will get much, much worse. And a woman living in the Strip called it a death sentence. The UN Secretary General says he's horrified by the allegations and said that the agency immediately fired some of the people accused, but warned against cutting funding.
UNRWA is the backbone of all humanitarian response in Gaza.
The US has said UNRWA needs to make changes to, quote, restore donor confidence before it will start up funding again. A new poll puts President Joe Biden in a 6-point lead against former President Donald Trump in the 2024 election. The Quinnipiac University poll shows 50% of registered voters would choose Biden, compared to 44% for Trump. Of course, there are still 9 months to go before the election, but it's a notable shift from December, when the same poll said the race was too close to call. And in more good news for the president, new filings with the Federal Election Commission show he has an early financial edge over Trump, too. They show Biden has nearly $46 million cash in hand to Trump's $33 million. But it's not enough for Biden to swamp the Trump campaign, even as the former president faces mounting legal woes. The first ever Medicare drug price negotiations begin today. CNN's Tammy Luby has more.
Medicare is sending its initial offers to the drug makers, and the two sides have 6 months to negotiate. The agreed-upon prices will be made public by September 1st and take effect in 2026. The initial 10 drugs are among the most widely used and treat conditions such as heart disease, certain cancers, diabetes, and autoimmune diseases. In 2022, these drugs cost Medicare $46.5 billion, and enrollees paid $3.4 billion out of pocket. Drug makers have tried to stop the process in the courts, and a pharmaceutical industry group called it an exercise to win political points in an election year.
Coming up, California is getting drenched.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The first of two atmospheric rivers is expected to drench Southern California today, bringing gusty wind and heavy rainfall. More than 20 million people are under flood alerts in the state. And while there will be a brief break, another, likely stronger storm is expected to lash the region on Sunday. Further north, officials are also preparing to respond to a bout of wintry weather conditions, with snow expected in some areas. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.